Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
It's been a year since violent protests by nature conservationists and the public across Bulgaria against attempts to flatten and redevelop the protected dunes close to Nesebar. At the time, an idea was floated to create a Bulgarian Black Sea National Park, which is now starting to take shape. The design aims to merge a number of protected habitats along the coastline, such as the aforementioned dunes, and to create a new, larger protected territory. The result will put a stop to any future dreams of building work that would harm the natural environment. Over the past year, biologists from the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences have been examining areas identified as being of major conservation interest, as well as the Black Sea Equatoria. These are categorised as A and B zones under the Black Sea Coast Management Act, meaning that they are closest to the coastline. The scientists discovered 61 natural habitats, including two marine habitats populated by dozens of rare species of birds, fish, amphibians, reptiles, mammals and plants. The future park will stretch across an area of 52,000 hectares, mainly owned by the state and the public authorities. The land is rich in endangered fauna and flora, unique stone formations and sand dunes, underground marine caves and reefs. But passions have started to rise even before the opening of public consultations on the park, which will take place on the 17th of June in Burgas, the 19th of June in Varna, and the 20th of June in Dobrich. The proposal has been criticised by nature conservationists on the one hand, and landowners and the mayors of some coastal villages on the other, who have come together to form the National Association for the Black Sea Coast. Both groups have even threatened to refer the matter to the European Commission for arbitration. Opponents of the future park are angry. They claim that the state is trying to impose a total ban on building on hundreds of thousands of acres of land, which in practice are being nationalised under the Protected Territories Law. That includes privately owned land belonging to more than 1,500 people in the 2-kilometre strip along the coast. Members of the Black Sea Coast Association, which recently also set up its own political party, are protesting against the fact that public debates are only being organised in larger coastal towns and not in all of the villages affected by the plan. According to them, the park will nationalise almost 35% of the land owned by Nesebar municipality and almost the same amount in Sarajevo municipality, but public hearings won't be held in those places. The land belonging to the 1,500 owners in question, in fact, makes up barely 0.75% of the area of the future park. But for their owners, these small plots are a priceless bargaining chip when new coastal hotels are built, often with money from dubious sources. The problem is that over the past 10 to 15 years, the Bulgarian Black Sea coast has suffered from unchecked construction work, and it's now a question of preserving the last remaining unspoiled areas along the beaches. So it's all about reconciling private and public interests. The director of the National Nature Protection Service in the Ministry of Environment and Water, Mikhail Mikhailov, proposes that the state should compensate owners of buildings on the territory of the future national park in the same way as happens in other countries. However, that compensation is unlikely to be as generous as what the construction companies can afford to pay. Nature conservationists, represented by Nature in Bulgaria, think that the way the park has been designed won't provide enough protection for all the different natural habitats, like the corral area, part of Burgas Lake with its rich and varied birdlife, and the mouth of the Vaia River. They point out that the European Commission has already launched 14 infringement procedures against Bulgaria for failing to protect the environment, and five of those are precisely for nature conservation failings. The most advanced proceedings relate to the coastal wind farm in the Cape Kaliakra region, above which runs the Via Pontica, one of the main migration routes for birds.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.